With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. A local union president is reflecting on a 30-year career. Unifor Local 444's Dave Cassidy announced his retirement on Sunday. Speaking to reporters on Monday, he says he believes that the union is in good shape.
We've been through a war in my tenure. You know, we've had the loss of the third shift. We've had notice of the second shift. We've had COVID. There's been so many things that we've been together as a team. And we persevered.
Cassidy is endorsing James Stewart as his successor. Nominations for a successor must be in place by 5 p.m. Tuesday. A man wanted for holding up a West Windsor market has been arrested. Police say the 28-year-old man was picked up on Saturday following tips from the public. He's accused of walking into the market on Huron Church Road, walking out without paying for items, and then threatening an employee with a knife when he confronted him. Another major electric vehicle investment may be coming to Ontario. Global News has reported sources stating that Honda Canada will make an announcement Thursday in Alliston. The investment is likely a new EV battery plant near Honda's assembly plant, which is already set to build electric vehicles. Transport Canada has added more Ford models to a recall. Ford Sport Bronco SUVs covering model years 2021 to 2024 are on the list now, along with the 2022 Ford Maverick compact pickup. Control modules on these models may not detect a charge in the 12-volt battery, resulting in a stall. Almost 3,000 SUVs were recalled 2 weeks ago due to a fire risk. The City of Windsor wants your input on truck routes. A three-question survey is on the city's website seeking feedback on what changes residents would like to see. The link to that is at WindsorNewsToday.ca. There are also two public information sessions scheduled. The first is 1 week from Monday at the John Muir Branch Library on Mill Street. That starts at 6 p.m. The second is next Tuesday afternoon at 5 at the WFCU Center. Testimony has begun in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. CBS News reports that opening statements were given Monday morning. The prosecution's first witness, former National Enquirer head David Pecker, began testimony. Trump is accused of falsifying business records to cover up payments made to an adult film star. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. If you live in Lakeshore, be prepared to see a lot of road work. Mayor Tracy Bailey has pointed out that the road conditions were at the top of the list of resident priorities for this year's budget. Over 54 kilometers of roads are up for improvement, including Dupuis Street, Rochester Townline Road, Copper Side Road, West Bell River Road, and Lakeshore Road 205. In sports, the Maple Leafs try to bounce back Monday night in Boston for Game 2 of their first-round Stanley Cup playoff series. The Islanders and Hurricanes have the other Game 2. Starting their series Monday night are Vegas and Dallas, as well as Edmonton and Los Angeles. The Buffalo Sabres are bringing back Lindy Ruff as their head coach. He's the winningest coach in Sabres history, having first coached the team between 1997 and 2013. The Tigers visit the Rays Monday night in baseball, and the Blue Jays travel to Kansas City. Monday night's weather, mostly clear with a low of 10, cloudy and 15 Tuesday, windy with a chance of rain, down to plus 4 Tuesday night with scattered showers. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.